Leading news briefs this week. The war over DVD recording standards has escalated, with Hewlett-Packard unwrapping the details on its first DVD drive for PCs that lets people repeatedly record on discs. The DVD writer DVD-100i, which will cost $599 US when it hits store shelves in September, will be the first commercially available drive based on the DVD plus RW standard. The new drive will enter the mess, that is the DVD rewritable market, three competing standards, DVD plus RW, DVD RW and DVD RAM, are vying for market supremacy, confusing compatibility issues and keeping prices high. OD2 will this week launch Web Audio Net, Europe's first online music subscription service, beating the rival services of the music industry giants, which are likely to be delayed by competition regulators. The new service will charge people £5 a month to choose 40 tracks each month to be electronically delivered to their computers. Unlike Napster, which allows customers to store songs in their computers for free, the new Web Audio Net system will only allow customers to keep the 40 tracks for a maximum of 1 month. To keep any of the tracks longer, customers will have to pay 99 British pence per track each extra month. More than 60% of the UK population is on the internet, according to new figures just released. UK internet usage in some form reached more than 33 million people in the 3 months between April and June, meaning well over half the population of the UK went online. Korea's first digital TV broadcasts are set to begin in November of this year and are expected to provide more interactive and dynamic programs to audiences. The Ministry of Information and Communications announced on Thursday that it permitted major broadcasting stations such as KBS, EBS, MBC and SBS to open their digital TV broadcasting late this year. The experts are divided over whether Windows XP is worth the upgrade. Gartner Group has hit out at Microsoft saying there's no good reason to update to Windows XP, Microsoft's new operating system scheduled for release on October the 25th. Philip Sargent, Research Director Service and Storage at Gartner, doesn't believe Microsoft is offering anything worthwhile upgrading for and is suggesting that corporate users hold off on any plans to purchase Windows XP. Gartner's equally disparaging about the need for home users to upgrade. Microsoft believes home users will be excited about the new product for the digital media functionality available in photography, audio and video. But that isn't enough reason for home users to upgrade, says Sargent. He points out that most home users are still on 56kbps modems, so some of the suave new tools, such as video conferencing, won't be able to be used until we receive better bandwidth in the home. However, while Gartner thought it was too soon to comment on the projected take-up of Windows XP, International Data Corporation, IDC, is predicting it'll be the fastest adopted version of Windows to date. IDC expects that Windows XP Home and Windows XP Professional will see more new license shipments by the end of 2002 than any other new Microsoft operating system has in its first full year of availability, says IDC analyst Al Gillen. 5 weeks after first warning of a hole in its Microsoft Outlook email program, Microsoft last week released a patch to fix a flaw in an ActiveX control that could allow attackers to run destructive code on a person's computer. The defect lies in the Microsoft Outlook View control, an ActiveX control that is installed with Outlook 98, 2000 and 2002. The control is designed to display information from Outlook, such as messages in the inbox, in a web browser, according to Microsoft. By exploiting the flaw, an attacker can get full control over Outlook and even run destructive code on a user's machine. To exploit the flaw, an attacker would either need to lure a user to a particular website or send an HTML, hypertext markup language, email to the user, according to Microsoft. Hoping to seize control over their destiny on the digital frontier, 5 Hollywood studios said they have formed a joint venture to deliver feature films on demand to consumers over the internet. The move into video on demand, in the works for several months, is an attempt to spur the development of the internet as a potentially powerful new distribution platform for movies. And finally, Microsoft is working to settle privacy issues with its controversial new Passport service, according to a published report. Microsoft will require merchants that use Passport to support privacy technology, will gather less personal information from new users, and will shift responsibility for payment authorization and a database of user information to other parts of Microsoft, according to the Wall Street Journal report. Microsoft plans to include links to Passport, which stores computer users' login names, passwords, and other information to make web navigation quicker, with its new Windows XP operating system scheduled for release in October. Critics worry that Microsoft could merge the Passport databases, which includes credit card and other personal information, into one file on every user, giving Microsoft the ability to track users' movements and market to them. Microsoft said it wouldn't use Passport data for these purposes, and would separate the authorization data from the billing and personal information, according to the report. And that's News Briefs for this week.